Let's go ahead and move on to the next story, which is actually a story that we covered in the blips. I did want to get the opinion of the two of you. Specifically, I want to talk about the T-Mobile complaint about this new auction for 600 megahertz spectrum. It's an 80 megahertz block within that low frequency spectrum. It's great spectrum. And we all know that the lower frequencies, they penetrate buildings better. They go over long distances better. And specifically, T-Mobile wants to use these frequencies for deployment over urban areas. We also know that the FCC has already come back and they've addressed the concerns of the T-Mobile CEO, and they've essentially said, we think the rules are fine as it is. We're reserving almost 50% of the spectrum for companies that are not AT&T and Verizon, and it wouldn't be fair for us to reserve another 10% of that spectrum or another 20% of that spectrum for companies that are not going to be able to match the bids of an AT&T and or Verizon. Now, let me throw this over to you first, Curtis, because this is starting to become strange. The FCC has made a ridiculous amount of money over the last year from the sale of spectrum, and it's been adding to their war chest, which they will need because they're going to get sued over net neutrality, and this is how they're going to defend themselves. But does T-Mobile make a good point? Is this more than just one company whining saying we want more for less money, or is there actually something to be said about allocating more of the premium wireless space to carriers that are not already the number one or number two carrier in the country?
I think that if the FCC is serious about competition in the marketplace, then they need to whack off a larger chunk of that spectrum and reserve it for smaller players. There is something, we'll call it interesting, about the possibility that the FCC must reserve a larger chunk for AT&T and Verizon so that it gets the money from the auction to defend itself from lawsuits by AT&T and Verizon. The circular nature of that is awfully entertaining. But on a very basic level, if the FCC is serious about diversity within the marketplace in terms of the number of companies who are able to effectively play in the marketplace, then they really have no choice but to take a larger chunk of this and give make it available for the smaller companies.
Right, right. Actually, we've got a good comment in the chat room from Untoward, who says, T-Mobile and Sprint need to deploy more towers, period, spectrum or not. They have frequencies that the others don't and huge holes in their coverage areas, which is all true. But this was actually to T-Mobile's point, which is the spectrum that T-Mobile and Sprint have been able to purchase in these auctions is not choice spectrum. They're actually high, high frequencies. They don't penetrate well. They don't propagate well. And so the deployment costs are significantly higher, especially for companies that don't already have as many points of presence as Verizon or AT&T. In other words, it not only are those frequencies not good, but those frequencies would only be good if they were owned by AT&T and Verizon. Chiebert, is it up to the FCC? Is it the job of the FCC to do carrier affirmative action? Should they be looking out for the small guy? I mean, I think we would all benefit if we had three or even four big carriers rather than two big carriers. But is that too much? Is that now taking it completely out of the hands of the market and saying we're going to artificially set up two companies to compete against the other two companies?
You know, this is one of those things where I have opinions all over the place. I don't have a consistent opinion. But the opinion I do have is that spectrum and carriers and so forth have such a huge, huge effect on the marketplace and what services, what new products, what new inventions come out, that this almost should be handled, you know, at the, well, maybe not the executive level. I'm not sure I like the executive level. I'm not sure I really like Congress, but something like maybe the, you know, the Federal Reserve, where they're tinkering with the economy anyway. Controlling who gets what spectrum really does have a giant effect. I personally would love to see a third alternative. I want to have, you know, say this, who gets the choice spectrum is tied to who's going to support the tiny virtual carriers. There's a Kickstarter with a tiny Arduino micro that has a 3G modem on it, and they have a virtual carrier so that I can get 2 meg per month for $1.99. We're not going to see that from AT&T. We're not going to see that from Verizon. The only people that are going to play are the guys in the GSM range, and that's pretty much T-Mobile. So maybe say, hey, you're going to go and provide more support to the tiny guys so you can support the Internet of Things. That's going to qualify you to get the choice spectrum. I think that's a pretty good third option. What do you say?
You know, we may don't even need to say, look, you have to support the tiny guy. We could say the auction, because you're a government agency and you're not selling this so that you can be a for-profit agency. Since you are supposed to watch after the public good, remember, that was the whole idea of net neutrality. They're watching after the public good. What would be better for the long-term survival of the internet and the long-term benefit of the American people? If that's going to be your criteria for making decisions, then maybe the auction shouldn't be about who is going to provide the most money for your war chest. The criteria should be who is providing the most benefit for American consumers, for the people who are actually using this wireless spectrum. And if you did it in that way, T-Mobile has been doing absolutely fantastically well. I mean, they are the uncarrier for a reason. They're providing plans at price points that are far below anything that AT&T or Verizon can provide. They're the ones who broke up the 2-year contract. They made it no longer the norm. I mean, yes, you can get a 2-year contract, but now because of T-Mobile, you can get a month-to-month, you can get a prepaid, you can get something that works better if you don't have the kind of money that you would need for an AT&T 2-year contract. Curtis, does that make sense? I mean, they're a public agency. It feels as if T-Mobile actually has this right, right? I mean, it would be better knowing that AT&T and Verizon already have 3/4 of this prime wireless real estate to have at least half, if not all, of this low-frequency spectrum to go to a potential third or fourth player.
Oh, I tend to agree with that. Now, we should be aware that there will be others who make the argument that it is in the public interest for the FCC to maximize the revenue that comes in. I mean, budget deficits and operating expenses and all of that mean that the more money that comes in, the less that has to be taken in taxes from we the people. So you can see the argument on both sides, even if you don't agree with it. I tend to think that more diversity in the marketplace is the more compelling argument, but that tends to be because technology is where I live rather than tax policy.